Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
To the phones we go. Two-time NBA champion, former Warrior Center, now Detroit Pistons Center. Ladies and gentlemen, the great Zaza Pachulia joining us here on 95.7 The Game. Zaza, thanks so much for your time. How's life treating you?
Everything is good. How are you guys doing? Thanks for having me.
We're doing well. We're doing well, and we're excited for you to be back in town this weekend. You're going to get the ring from last year's championship on Sunday. Is it going to be exciting to be back in Oracle?
Absolutely. One thing bothers me, you know, NBA put that game towards the end of the season, but I think it's worth it to wait. It's going to be a special night, obviously. My family going to be there. Oh. Going to see a lot of familiar faces, the fans, my old teammates that we became friends. So it's going to be an exciting night. I'm looking forward to it.
Hey, Zaza, we love you here, man. 95.7 The Game. You've always been a constant pro. We love the way that you got along with guys and interact. You and Clay, do you guys got any bets this year? Who's getting the most slams and all the different things you guys are doing? How's that been working out for you, and how's you and Clay's relationship?
It's great. Obviously you guys saw that he did some crazy things this year. He texted me during the interview and bothering me with his text messages. And suddenly, first couple games, he had a couple dunks, so now he wants to bet again and do the rematch, and I wasn't ready for it. You know, I didn't prepare for it. I didn't prepare my legs for it. I always said that. You know, basketball is temporary. You can play for the same amount of years if you're lucky, right? And, friendship goes forever. And, there are a lot of guys that we became friends with, and, I'm just lucky and glad to call them friends and, experienced a lot of great things. Obviously, those 2 years was unbelievable, unforgettable. But there's a lot of years ahead of us, and, just look forward to having communication with these guys and doing different things with them.
When you think of your Warriors time, do the memories come back to things that happened on the court, or basketball related, or do the things that maybe happened away from the court? Are those the things, you could be fond of both, but what's the first one, or what are the ones that stand out to you?
It's a great question. And one thing I learned, age of 33, and, my 14th year career coming to the Warriors, you might say, wow, that's pretty good, great numbers, and, I should be pretty experienced, but definitely something I learned to balance things out. And to answer your question, both on and off the court, days were memorable for me. Those guys were, business, fun on the court, and off the court, we were doing so many fun things together as a team. And so I can't come up with one particular, on the court. Both of them were unbelievable.
Zaza Pachulia joining Joe Lowe and Jim Cosimore here on 95.7 The Game. Do you try to take some of the lessons of what you learned, the things you experienced with the Warriors, and work with the younger guys in Detroit? You guys are on a heck of a playoff push right now. I'd imagine there was some stuff that happened in Golden State that could be relevant to what you're going through now.
Absolutely. One of the reasons I'm still playing is because of the experience and the approach of the game. And one thing I had to do is, pivot myself and to find a way to, put impact and be still helpful. And, now with the Detroit, obviously it's not the same role I had, not exactly the same role I had with the Warriors. Now coming off the bench and especially being a backup of one of the most talented big men in the league, Andre Drummond, who is having the career year. And the team has, won the playoff games for maybe a decade, and I think it's a good mix of guys, and they value the leadership, veteran presence that they are bringing, and not only me, also Jose Calderon, who's been in the league for a while, and it's a quite good balance of the team, and I think we having a pretty good year, I would say, especially I want to call it We're building years since we had new coaching staff, new GM, and built the chemistry and the habits, right habits and winning habits on and off the court. And to be part of this process, to have this trust from the coaches, from the players, it's definitely a privilege. I'm lucky, I'm thankful, and at the same time, I'm enjoying it. And absolutely, the last 2 years was a great experience for me. So, sorry, Warriors, but I had to copy some of the things that we did over there and help the guys and, little things. That's what puts you in a situation to win the games and win the championship. So, I think it's been a fun year. We're in the playoffs, but in the last 10 days, games we have left, it's important to play good, get some wins, and have a momentum going to the playoffs.
Sasha, I was fortunate enough to play, in the National Football League for 16, 17 seasons. In the latter part of my career, wasn't necessarily brought on to be just great player, but the leadership, the tangibles, being the first one in the locker room, teaching guys how to be a pro. What is the biggest fundamental difference when you're talking about where you're at in Detroit and, and kind of the pros and the cons of both these teams when you say Warriors? What is the moral fabric? What makes this team so unique, in your 2 year experience here? What made this Warrior team so unique and so different just with the energy and the way that you guys went about your business?
Right. Obviously it starts with talent, the team had in the locker room, right? It's amazing. And unity and understanding what it takes to win the championship, understanding how little things matter and balancing the things out because, it's not easy now. The team has been in finals for 4 years, right? So, you heard a lot of times, we all heard a lot of times that Steve would say, mentally retired, playing 100 games every year. But those guys understand how to balance their life that way. They come to work next day and, still try to be as motivated and as fresh with the mind and physically as well. Either it takes to play golf before the game or, it takes to get a massage or get some rest or get extra shots. So, it's important. It's important, to have a good chemistry, to laugh as well, and to have a smile, on your face. But once the game starts, to give 100%. So all these little things, helping each other, but it was bringing something different, and just enjoy. End of the day, enjoy the process, enjoy the ride. Done the long ride. They were ready, prepared for it, and. That's how the franchise and team created a dynasty.
Zaza, clearly you have a great perspective on life, and you've enjoyed and understood how important your NBA experience has been, and you're going to get really an overwhelming amount of love and support at the arena. But I Google Zaza Pachulia, and I get Zaza Pachulia is the dirtiest player in the NBA. Do you laugh at that, or do your teammates joke about that when they see stuff like that?
I hate to talk about myself, but one good thing happened with the business. I got a lot of compliments about how perspective from as an opponent team is about me, that dirty player, and then once I'm their teammate, I don't know, they kind of love me, they kind of love me being their teammate. So my point is, they kind of play happens every season. I don't want to say every game, but it happens very often. I watch a lot of games and, see the guys are landing on each other's foot and, spraining ankles. And I laugh about it. I say, I want to tweet about it. I said, look, you see what happened? He said the same thing, but now there's no reaction. I think I got caught up in the wrong, it was wrong time, basically. Talking about conference finals, it happens to the best player of the other team, and guy goes out, and we ended up winning the game. And obviously, sprained ankle in the playoffs, it's not good. It doesn't look good. He already had a history of spraining ankle prior to that. So I just caught up, and plus, I was playing for the Golden State Warriors, not the team that didn't make playoffs, or not a bad team where the media doesn't come. And on top of it, I mentioned before, and I still stand for it, that, for media, it was boring till then because Cleveland on the Eastern Conference was winning everything, and you know they're 12-0 in playoffs, and from Western Conference it was up to who was undefeated. So they had to talk about something, and obviously, you know, with some comments from the Spurs, and some media had to show off and say something. You know, it didn't make sense. It wasn't about being right or wrong. You know, they just wanted to say something. And obviously, we were living in the world with social media, so, you know, so effective as today. And, you know, people doesn't know this game. You know, they had never played this game, so they heard one of the, you know, reporters who has millions of followers or a couple hundred thousand followers saying that I was dirty, and, you know, they picked up, and here we are now. But, you know, honestly, I don't care because I know I didn't do it on purpose, you know. It was a freak accident. I know it happens all the time if you watch the games. I can pull out multiple incidents like that, even from this year, from this month, from previous month. It happened next day to KD, but it is what it is. You know, when you're part of the championship team, obviously this guy, you gotta be ready mentally. You gotta be ready this kind of pressure or whatever you wanna call. And like I said, people haven't played this game. They don't know what it is like. They don't know what it takes. So you just repeat the things that some of the people, influential people, say. So, but. Guess what? We won the championship. I was part of it. I was lucky. I'm thankful. It was a great experience. And most importantly, my teammates loved having me there. That summer, we signed with the Warriors, and it kind of made me feel like I was doing something right. That's what matters. I always cared about what my teammates and what my coaching staff think about me.
Let's not forget about the fans. The fans love you too, Zaza.
Well, absolutely. But, you know, like I say, of course, fans are always in my back, and, you know, I'm thankful, and I can't wait to, you know, play again in Oracle Arena in a couple of days and this weekend. But most of the, you know, my teammates are the most important thing in this situation, right? And my coaching staff, because we in this thing together, win or lose, right? You know, I've seen fans, when you have a losing streak, you know, talking some bad things, and nobody cares about you less, you know, but not your teammates. You know, you need to figure out in the locker room how to fix the problem. And I kind of felt like, you know, my teammates were the first one who had my back. And then obviously the fans as well, of course. And but it was a great experience. It was a great learning life experience. Honestly, you know, I realized one thing: hey, if you want to be on top of the mountain, you have to be ready for this kind of thing. And it definitely made me mentally strong, and you know, so start seeing the things differently. So, but again, I love every fact that happened to me, you know, good or bad. You know, it was that accident that happened. You know, I really felt bad for Kawhi. I never want to wish any injury to any player, you know, that's not fair because I'm a player too. But those things that they were talking about me, or if they still talking about me, I don't care because, you know, that's not true. You know, life goes on.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.